it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 75. During the recent drought, although we had lots of large tomatoes on the vine, they seemed very resistant to turning red. So we decided to take advantage of the situation and made lots of fried green tomatoes. When picking from a garden, you are looking for maximum sliceability. The more evenly rounded the tomato is, the easier it will be to get your slices fairly uniform. If you don't have your own garden, you can still sometimes find green tomatoes at the grocery store sold exactly for this purpose. Once you have selected your tomatoes, cut into 1.5 to 2 centimeter slices and arrange on a large plate or baking sheet, then liberally salt them. Green tomatoes do not have a lot of flavor on their own, so part of the salting is for making it tastier, but we are also trying to get any excess liquid out. After a few minutes, pat the tomatoes dry with a paper towel, flip the slices over, and repeat on the other side. In a small bowl, make your spice mix. I like to use a lot of garlic powder, cumin, paprika, pepper, curry powder, and salt. Create a mix that suits your tastes and make at least 2 tablespoons of the total mix. Now it's time to set up your dredging station. You'll need 3 medium bowls. In the first bowl will go your starch mix. I like to use 4 parts arrowroot powder to 1 part spice mix. You can also use cornstarch or flour for this, but I think arrowroot powder is nice and light. The second bowl is for your wet dredge. Whisk some eggs with a splash of milk. The third bowl is for your coating. 3 parts stone ground cornmeal to 1 part arrowroot powder and 1 part spice mix. And then you are ready to go. Take a slice of tomato, cover it in the starch, then the wet, and then the corn coating on both sides. Set on a plate and repeat with all of your slices. I like to complete the dredging process before I move on to the frying because it's too easy for things to get hectic and potentially painful with hot oil involved. In a pot, heat 3 to 4 tablespoons of coconut oil or another oil with a high smoke temperature. You will know it's ready to start frying when you can toss a pinch of cornmeal in and it fries but doesn't smoke or blacken. Carefully load in the battered slices by placing it on a spatula and lowering them into hot oil 1 at a time. Fry for about 1 to 2 minutes on each side or until golden brown, then place on a plate with a paper towel to cool. They are delicious with Caesar dressing or with a spicy mayonnaise. We've also used them as buns for tasty BLTs and other sandwiches. This recipe and all of my other recipes can be found online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you have your own recipe to share, sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh.